exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Make your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The Prime Minister of violence-racked Haiti is stepping down. Ariel Henry says he'll resign once a transitional presidential council has been formed. Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. will be sending tens of millions of dollars more in aid to Haiti. President Biden has unveiled a $7.3 trillion election year budget for fiscal 2025. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations today with victories in a slate of state primaries. Contests on tap today in Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have targeted a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea with missiles, triggering an explosion near the ship, but causing no damage. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 24 points, NASDAQ futures up 79. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
You know, you may say to yourself, well, how did I get there?
Many good days go by. Let the water hold me down. Many good days go by. Water flowing under ground. Into the blue ocean. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing under ground.
You may ask yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway hold you? Yourself. Am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, oh my God, why have I done?
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground. Into the blue ocean. Into the silent water. Under the rocks and stones. There is water underground.
Say you said everywhere. Say Mr. Devers. Say Mr. Devers.
Trump versus the talking heads. That's what that was. We are hip, we are cool, and we are with it. No, we're not. Who are we kidding? We're just ultimately three neat guys who do a morning show together, along with the help of one dog.
Dog, yeah.
Who is named Chase.
Who's dining on chicken right now.
But a dog that's trained to know that if one of us walks outside and falls into a well, we'll know how to notify authorities.
That's right.
Bring us out.
That's right, Timmy.
I am dead today. I can't blame the time change because I've been really pushing it with weights and stuff and the bike ride envelope and all that. And it's working because I'm losing weight, but I think it's catching up to me.
Well,
I'm tired.
I take a break every now and then. In fact, yesterday I did not go to the gym, but I will today.
See, I'm afraid to do that.
To stop.
Yeah, because that's enough time for Satan to enter my head and tell me, stop doing this.
Yeah, you're right, though.
This is good for you. You don't want to do that. So, I don't know. It's me versus the devil. Well, that's always been the battle, hasn't it? It is 10 minutes after 6, in case you were wondering why I played Eric Carmen. Eric Carmen passed away at the age of 74. I did not get a I think he died in his sleep. It was just one of those things.
They didn't announce a cause of death. But then again, when you're 74, you know, I mean.
On our social media radio guy website, guys and gals, Tommy Sablin, who is a Hall of Famer out on the West Coast, on behalf of our hero disc jockeys who grew up listening to that talked over intros to Massively Hit the Post, thank you, Eric Carmen. The Raspberries' Go All the Way was the perfect song to talk over. See, I disagree with that.
Yeah, you would That's, rather leave that
right
that
at the top of the hour, yeah. out of the jingle,
oh,
the,
yeah.
and the station ID, and you just let it play.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be talking over a song with that kind of a power intro? That Ooh, ruins it yeah. for the listeners.
So, folks.
And he's in the freaking Hall of Fame. How'd that happen?
He was the lead singer for the Raspberries before he went on his solo career.
Yeah, and he did the power ballads instead. Anyway, that's... Well, we wish you had someday. Today is my daughter's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Goose. That little laugh there, I recorded that 22 years ago.
She was... So she's
34.
34 today.
But you right. better not tell her I said that.
Okay.
I don't want to admit that, man. Are you kidding? It's hard to believe. I mean, I remember that day she was born actually at 11:14 in the morning. And it pretty much happened on the radio. Because it was everybody, was the baby coming and all this
yeah,
stuff. So
right.
I was happy to report about 20 minutes after everything had calmed down. I had calmed down. I just was so overwhelmed, and I couldn't, I lost it, because she was perfect. You know, when you go through that whole, well, I didn't carry the baby, obviously, but you worry about everything.
So that was 1990.
Right.
Gotcha.
And to see that beautiful little girl with all her fingers and toes and, you know, just active and...
Born where?
Mount Sinai Hospital, Miami Beach. We now have a curfew. In fact, we're going to visit the Girls Gone Wild crew down there a little bit later. Right now it's 6:13. Have you been outside this morning?
It is. It's a bit nippy out. I mean nippy out.
My daughter would be proud I did that.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
I took my customary breath right in there. yeah, it's a little chilly this morning. We're in the upper 30s. As a matter of fact, a cool spot. Oh, Greenville's at 34 right now. How about that? That's so surprising down south. But our forecast calling for the coolness to fade away quickly. Mostly sunny with a warming trend beginning today, high 72. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, low 42. Tomorrow, Wednesday, high 76. Thursday's high near 80. Good bit of sunshine with some high cirrus clouds both days. Risk of showers and thunderstorms begins late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday. Periods of rain and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. It's not going to rain all weekend, but there's going to be waves of low pressure moving along a stalled front. Total rainfall amounts could be excessive again, like last week at the same time. Some strong storms possible. Right now this morning, let's see, we got 37 in Prattville. 39 in Montgomery at MGM at 614.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Welcome to March 12th.
It's National Girl Scout Day.
Girl Scout?
The Girl Scout.
National Girl Scout Day.
What do they do?
What do they do? What don't they do?
We do a lot.
They do a lot of volunteer work.
And they sell cookies, too.
I'm with the Girl Scouts.
How are we supposed to make money selling cookies, huh?
You'll see, they practically sell themselves.
Happy National Girl Scouts Day.
Showtime!
It is 6:15. My Facebook page inaccessible this morning. That nothing since yesterday. Here's just one of those feel-good stories. In case you missed it, a liberal sports blog that smeared that 9-year-old kid, that Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Their entire staff has been laid off after that rag has been sold. So Deadspin, falsely accused, Holden Armenta wearing blackface, which led to his family filing a defamation lawsuit. And now they're all out of jobs. You know, you should freaking fact check your crap before you start attacking people. Go ahead, come after me. I got a team of the best lawyers in town, starting with Jacqueline Tomlinson, Branch Close, and Chad. That's my starting lineup. They'll come after your ass. I will fix you good. Actually, that was the sound of Jay's minions walking in. Just in front of their hero.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
All hail Jay there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it looks like you need to delete my blog. It says page not found. So I got to send you another link or something.
What?
It says page not found. And it's... Anyway,
so you're this is outrageous. Well, at least I got one.
Hey, well, how are we doing? Breakfast.
We did over 140, I think, yesterday.
162.
That's great. That's very good.
That is really good.
And tomorrow, something really special.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know what it is yet?
I had an idea.
Okay.
At 17 minutes after 6. In fact, I might even make a special trip to Food Outlet today to check it out. By the way, speaking of Food Outlet, in the 7 o'clock hour, we do Random Facts with Jay. And at the end, we do what we call a pop quiz, and we give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. So let's talk about them for a moment. Cost plus 10% pricing throughout the store and specials every week. Tuesday is the last day for the weekly specials. There'll be fresh ones tomorrow. So if you're into Smithfield pork loins, they're $5.33. That is a 23 to 27 ounce hunk of meat, and they always have it seasoned. They have a whole variety of flavors. $5.33, that's a full meal for a family, one of those. Sirloin tip roast, $4.51. The beef, all the meat at Food Outlet is USDA quality, and you will save on everything. And I urge you, just go there and compare the prices there to what you're paying at one of the bigger chains. You'd be saving money. Tony's Frozen Pizzas, 2 for $7. The Pillsbury Doughboy would like you to know that you can get a can of his biscuits for $1.93. Yes, you'll feel like you're getting away with something. Weiss Large Eggs, a dozen and a half, $4.50. Coke products, all your favorites, Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Sprite. $4.99 for the 12-can fridge pack. And there was one more I wanted to mention this morning. Oh, Dasani water. Oh, and Bluebell ice cream, both.
I wish we had some Dasani water this morning.
Yeah, 24-pack of Dasani water. Well, just run over. Food Outlet opens in 32 minutes. A 24-pack of Dasani water, $3.60. And Bluebell ice cream, the full half-gallon, $5.62. Three locations to serve you, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main, west of Highway 31 in Prattville. See you. Well, I won't see you this Sunday morning. I'm going to be in New Orleans. So, but most Sunday mornings, I am there bright and early, 7:30, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. We're really going to get this thing going here in a minute, and we mean it this time. First, though, we have 1819 News at 6:19.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
Recently, there were 4 cars stolen from a car dealership in Daphne. The owners at Terry Thompson Chevrolet are now asking for the FBI to step in and find those thieves. This is due to the level of sophistication it takes to steal those cars from the parking lot. The 4 thieves were able to break into the window of the dealership and then steal the key fobs to those vehicles. The GPS systems pinged while the cars were traveling northbound on Interstate 65 into Pritchard before those GPS systems were disabled. The total amount of money those cars are worth is over $290,000. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Pritchard Waterworks and Sewer Board reports another overflow of the sewage system due to recent rains. There were just under 1 million gallons that overflowed in various communities along Gumtree Branch, Toulmin Spring Branch, and Chickasaw Creek Road. Any seafood harvested from those areas should be thoroughly cooked before eating, and hands should also be thoroughly washed. A new nut company is coming to Dothan. Governor Ivey announced that Southern Roots Nut Company will be expanding into that area and bringing 100 jobs to the Wiregrass region. The company will invest $16.6 million for a new facility as well as reconstruction of another existing building. This will create a center for processing, storing, and distributing raw pecans. The Southern Root Nut Company is based out of the state of New Mexico. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Unable to work because of an injury at the fault of someone else? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And the official conduit, if you will, at 622 for Jeff Bezos' messaging.
Except does he still sound weird?
sitting in for Jeff today.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not even sure this is the right one. So this is our risky click of the day.
Okay.
And if it's not the right message, I will find it.
I am Jeff Bezos, and it's a good thing I'll be saving $600 million in taxes by moving to Florida.
Okay, it's not the right message.
Okay. I was going to say, because that sounds like the regular guy.
That's the right guy.
I put it in there. Where is it? Did I misspell it?
Where's your audio list? Don't you have that?
Right here, but sometimes I forget. I don't label them.
Oh.
So, I will find it right now. In fact, just to show you how quick I am on my feet, how quickly I can respond to a crisis.
You know how I do my labeling?
How do you do your labeling, Jay?
Whenever I fill in for you, I start each of the titles. I start each of the titles with the letter J.
I noticed that.
So, my thinking on this is if you put, what is today's date? Today is 3/12. So if you put 3/1/2 in front of everything that you do, all you have to do is type in 3/1/2, and then you'll have everything that has your list in front of it. You know what I mean? You understand what that means?
I do understand. How I mean that? Yeah. Yes. Yes. I do understand. But
some way you can differentiate between what was today and what was yesterday or the day before.
I did find the message.
Okay, good. I'm just trying to give some organizational tips.
We're timely. It's all about the TikTok ban.
I am Jeff Bezos.
Hey, it's the good guy.
And I'm fully endorsing the proposed ban on TikTok. The Chinese government must not be allowed to spy on Americans because, well, hello, that's my job. I know everything about you. I know your credit card number, your credit card limit, your address, your shoe size, your beef jerky preference. I know your favorite movies. Someone likes Amelie. TV shows and music artists. Do you have a Roomba? Yeah, that means I know the exact dimensions of your home. Did you know household dust contains human skin cells? Soon, I'll also know your DNA makeup. And I almost forgot. I have a frickin' microphone right in your frickin' kitchen that you frickin' paid for. But don't worry, your secrets are safe with me. I mean, throw me a bone here. What am I gonna do? Sell it all to the Chinese government?
What is going on here? Nothing seems to be. And by the way, you know, I'm beginning to think that Mark Zuckerberg is after me again. Oh. Because I posted the picture of me and Janelle the day
she was. Birthday? Yeah, I mean,
And you're the only person that saw it?
Ah.
The hell?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Dow futures down 22 at the moment. We have, this is one of those weeks where you have a ton of very important economic data coming out that could send the market one way or the other. Most of it will be lies. It's just like outrageous that they revised the January employment numbers, the number of jobs. They initially said it was 300 and some thousand, and they revised it down by almost 40%. That's not a close call. That's just freaking lie. So when they say there were 275,000 in February, they'll revise that downward next month like they do every month. All they do is freaking lie. That's all they do. Lie.
I saw, this is totally unrelated to what you're talking about right now, but I saw something that was thought-provoking, I thought. The Eclipse next month will go right over the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And they have a big sound system outside, and they the question they posed on this post was, what song should they be playing when this moment happens? That's thought-provoking.
There is...
Here comes the sun? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, there goes the sun.
That'd be a cool place. At first, I was going to drive to San Antonio and stay with some friends and experience this thing.
Yeah.
But I really don't think I'm going to do that.
It's a Monday.
Yeah. I may be in New Orleans Monday because they've got 90% there. It's a little more than we've got here.
Yeah.
So that could be kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
That's where I went for the last one.
However, keep in mind, though, this problem. That's the air show weekend. If you go to New Orleans that weekend, you're gonna miss the air show.
Oh, crap. Well, I can't do that.
But we're going to have...
Yeah.
We're going to have...
It's a 90% total eclipse.
Yeah.
You know how often these happen.
You could go to the air show.
There ain't going
to
be another one while I'm around. Didn't Rick tell us, Rick Evans?
2044. That's the next one.
You think I'll still be around in 2024?
No.
Okay.
Hey, so you could go to the air show Saturday, and we could go to the air show Saturday, and you could then go to New Orleans for the Monday...
And Jay could host the show. He's been itching to get my job. Why not?
No, not really. I just want your sponsors.
Job, man. You may get it this morning. With humor like that. All right, at 6:28.
Oh, total eclipse of the heart.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. My brain caught up to what he was saying about...
How about that?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame playing some songs while...
I think while we adjust the time change, it's going to be like that. We will be responding to each other's comments about 2 minutes later.
2 minutes later. Like, oh, here's a song. What's another good eclipse song?
Moonshadow.
That's a good...
By Cat Stevens?
Moonshadow.
Now, this post has about... 200 responses, so I haven't seen the responses yet.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Oh, goodness.
Oh, look, it's a phone call.
It is.
Tell them to hold because I'm doing hard news brought to you by Pettinger Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
It happened again last Friday. You recall we talked about a Boeing 777 jet. Mm-hmm. It took off, and before it could even retract the landing gear, one of its wheels fell completely off, right. One of its tires, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. That should never happen. Well, here we go again. A flight out of San Francisco had to turn around mid-flight because of mechanical issues, and you can see that little circle around the engine there. It's spewing a little smoke.
This was yesterday?
This is yesterday, yeah. Take a look. This is a Dreamliner taking off, rolling down the runway, and you'll notice as soon as it lifts off, and then there was another one that had a mid-air, now watch the outboard engine, see?
Oh.
Yeah, they reversed the video.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, something wrong there.
But then... Or maybe this is where you're going with it. Or maybe you're... So where were you going with this?
Well, there was a flight that had a huge mid-air turbulence, and they had passengers stuck to the ceiling.
That's the one in Australia?
Yeah. There was also... Was that a Boeing?
Yeah,
Boeing again.
Well, wasn't that dude found dead?
That's the other component to the story.
And I'm air quoting because nobody can see, self-inflicted gunshot wound?
I think Hillary got him.
To the back of the head?
Yeah, another one of those.
Yeah, no. One of the whistleblowers found dead.
Oh, that's right.
A Boeing whistleblower, yes. Found dead in his hotel parking lot just days after testifying against the airplane giant. So this is... I got news for you. I don't think I'm going to be... I hadn't planned it, but I'm not getting
any. You're right. You weren't planning on getting on a plane anyway.
Jesus. How should I frame this story? Is Hillary Clinton working for Boeing?
I don't think it's anything to do with... I mean, obviously, you're not being serious about that either, but, man, that sounds awfully mobbish.
It is. It's very mobbish, and I think... There have been all kinds of reports and leaks out of the Boeing manufacturing plant that there are shortcuts taking place, that people don't know what they're doing. They're not doing their due diligence on the job. So there's good reason to think, hey, where there's smoke, there's fire. And you, for somebody to just turn up dead.
Yeah.
Like right after their... So there you go. That story is now on Facebook for you if you'd like to take a deeper dive. All of that brought to you by Pettinger Concrete Technologies. They are the very best when it comes to concrete pouring, design, installation, repair, whatever it is that needs to be done. Right now, one of the projects they're working on, the reconstruction of the Prattville High School football stadium, because the people in Prattville want it done right the first time. And Tom Latham is the guy to make sure it is done, because that's what drives the guy. You know, when he started in the concrete business... A lot of his work was redoing stuff that wasn't that old. We're not talking about 40-year-old sidewalks or porches or patios that had to be torn out. They were recently done by people that didn't really know what they're doing. Tom has the pedigree, and the receipts are on the Pettinger and Concrete Technologies Facebook page for a free estimate. Call 284-9292 and get it done right the first time by Pettinger and Concrete Technologies. We have the timeline in just a couple of minutes for the 12th of March. And right now, our first look at the roads.
We have a couple of early morning accidents out there. If you're coming out of Slapout this morning on Highway 111, just before Horseshoe Lane, we have a moderate crash there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. East South Boulevard, just past Woodley Road on your way to Troy Highway. We got a minor accident there and light to moderate traffic all over the area this morning. Little bit of heavy traffic. I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Buckle up. Be safe. We will keep you updated. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
David
get a little Tucker Pecan. Things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. David, he's not moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. James Taylor turned 76 today. He's seen fire and he's seen rain, but nowadays he pretty much just sees NCIS. Madonna called out a concert fan in a wheelchair for sitting. Dumb move, since in the near future that will describe everyone at a Madonna concert. Experts say lobsters may be able to feel pain, but not as much pain as men feel when women order lobster on the first date. And 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy got married. He figured as long as Kyle Shanahan is his coach in Super Bowls, it's the only way he'll get a ring. This is not headline news.
At 6:37, with the timeline for the 12th of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
71st day of the year, 295 days are left, and this year will be toast.
Oh. All right. That was the old ABC top of the hour jingle. Today is National Girl Scout Day. The Girl Scouts of America were founded 109 years ago in 1912. This is Plant a Flower Day. Aww.
Mm.
And just a testament to there is a day for everything, it's National Baked Scallops Day. That actually sounds pretty good.
Baked scallops?
Baked scallops.
That's if you're ever down in New Orleans.
I could go for some scallops.
Superior Seafood. Yeah. Get the scallops. They are huge, slightly sweet.
Yeah.
Perfectly done with string beans, a little butter almondine.
Acme does that well down there, too, in the quarter. See, Aztec New Year. I don't know what goes on there. 130 years ago, 1894, the first bottles of Coca-Cola were sold. Boy, there was nothing like those bottles.
Cocaine
those,
in the morning.
Those thick bottles.
Yes.
That came out of the machine.
Yes.
And just so cold. So cold.
Those machines can be baking in the sun on a 95-degree day, but when you put your money in the machine, it popped out a cold one.
Were these the kind that you had to open up the glass and then you pulled the bottle out of the thing?
They had those.
Yeah, or the even older ones, you would.
Hey, they used to have coolers that were on the ground, and they were
like giant trunks. Yeah.
And they were refrigerated, and if you put your money in, then you could slide one out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But the older ones, you would rotate the switch or whatever, and it would fall out of the bottom, right?
Right, right. Yeah, come out and then the you had your little bottle opener there.
Hey, did you take bottles back to the store for money? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, 2 cents a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're talking about ancient times.
There's something that never saw inflation. the amount you would return a bottle for.
Yeah.
I think it may have gone up to 5 cents.
If you do that today, if you walk in with bottles, they're like, what the hell are you doing? What?
Yeah. That whole counter's set up for nothing but bottle return.
That's right. Damn it.
1933, FDR broadcast his first fireside chat during the Great Depression from the White House. 1951, Dennis the Menace makes his syndicated debut in 16 newspapers. On the state in 1957, Dr. Seuss published The Cat in the Hat. And this is the week every year that I've been reading for years to kids because it's Read Across, well, it was last week, Read Across America week, because of Dr. Seuss's birthday. 1968, Rolling Stones started recording their next single, Jumpin' Jack Flash, with a new producer at the Olympic Studios in London. On the stage in 69, Paul McCartney married Linda Eastman at the in Westminster, London. No Beatles attended that wedding, by the way. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series, 47 years ago, and hopefully this will be right.
I know.
Summertime, 73, yes, there we go. Little Richie was between junior and senior years high school, going out to clubs for the first time. And then that strobe light thing, throbbing during the classic hook. Doobie Brothers here, classic, Long Train Running. So I'm a teenage boy going to clubs for the first time and smoking Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
Well, they used to I think, you know what? I think if I saw you smoking a cigarette, I would probably laugh so hard I would die of oxygen starvation.
Jeez, what they used to call those cowboy killers? 50 years ago, 1974, Kathy Lee Crosby became the first Wonder Woman on TV. Linda Carter became Wonder Woman in November of 75.
I met her, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the 80s at Bonaventure Spa.
You mean Linda Carter?
Or, Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And she had, like, I've seen some really amazing blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She would be in my top three.
Okay, we'll count them down.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
Who's number one? Who are the other two in that top three?
She would be two.
1980, a jury finds John Wayne Gacy guilty of murdering 33 young boys in Chicago. Boy, when you have three names like that, John Wayne Gacy, they're all, it's always sinister.
Yeah, you talk about, God, an absolute creep. And then he got away with it for so long, nobody could put the pieces together to figure out where these guys were disappearing.
And they in his crawl space? Is that what?
Yes.
Hey, they got rid of that house, didn't they?
They
demolished that.
No, they had to take that down.
Sure.
I don't know what it is now, but...
All right, this is a big weather anniversary. We all know 1993, 31 years ago today, it was a Friday. The so-called superstorm of the century got its start. Monster low pressure developed in the Gulf of Mexico. In Montgomery, I remember that night, heavy rain turned to sleet, noisy sleet, heavy sleet, then to heavy snow, then thunder snow. Thunder snow, of course, in the meteorological world is a big, big deal because it's so rare. Green lightning, winds gusted to 40, 50, 60 miles per hour. Everything was closed, although several Montgomery records were broken that day, including lowest atmospheric pressure. 4 inches of snow is all we officially had, but snowdrifts were in feet. Birmingham was declared a major disaster area with 16 inches of snow paralyzing the city. Over the eastern half of the nation, 370 people died in the so-called superstorm of the century, the blizzard of 93. Now, you were in 93, you would have been...
15.
You remember the Superstorm?
Oh, the totally. Because I don't have any kind of like memory of actually being out in the snow, but I do remember there is a picture of where. You know, the little privacy fence around a pool, the little wood privacy fence or whatever.
Right.
We wrote March 12th, something in the snow that was on the fence. Yeah. And there's this big, and there's a picture of it. So I do remember that it was March of 93.
We had violent weather in Florida. And I remember daybreak driving south. I was up at a friend's house in Boca Raton during this whole thing. Crazy. I mean, it was like living in one of those static bulbs.
Uh-huh.
Just unbelievable. And I could not believe how many trees were down, how many roofs, how much debris there was.
In Florida, there was also a tornado outbreak in Central Florida.
Central Florida was really bad, too.
There was a storm surge up in the Big Bend area.
Yep.
Yeah, the superstorm of the century. I'll never forget it. And so, on this anniversary, happy 33rd birthday to the lady that calls me Uncle Weather. Happy birthday, Janelle.
Good.
Of course, she's not listening, but she could hear the podcast later. 2009, Bernie Madoff pleaded guilty to scamming $18 billion from Wall Street investors. His Ponzi scheme, Ponzi scheme, was the largest financial fraud in U.S. history. 2012, the U.S. Census Bureau reports that the world has 7 billion people now. What is it? I wonder what we have now. 2012 was 7 billion.
I think it's over 8.
Yeah. 2013 in Rome, Italy, Roman Catholic cardinals meet to a conclave to appoint a successor to Pope Benedict. All right, other birthdays besides Janelle. Daryl Strawberry is 62. He used to have sex between innings. Did you know that, Daryl Strawberry?
I don't know. After that, you're kind of dragging your bat to the plate, aren't you?
How long are you hoping the innings last?
I don't know. That's another good point. I guess you could say this guy's an actor. I mean, he's been in 2,300 movies. Ron Jeremy is 71 today.
He's an ugly fork, too, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, but he's got one thing going for him.
I hope they gave the women he was with combat pay.
That guy acted his off.
Now, I know you're not a JT fan, James Taylor, but I am. He's 76.
I don't dislike James Taylor.
Okay. I thought you did.
Hey, I did morning radio most of my career.
Oh, I know.
Hey, it's 6:10 in the morning. Here's...
You got a friend.
Right, Jim.
Yeah. How sweet it is.
Well, yeah, there was never a James Taylor song that really you wanted to kick.
Your smiling face.
You kicked the hour off with.
Yeah, your smiling face is that's a good top of the hour song.
2 hours and 20, or 2 minutes and 20.
It felt like 2 hours, didn't it?
I think I told you.
You got a friend was 4 minutes and 14 seconds long. Why do I remember this crap?
I was leaving a James Taylor concert up in Birmingham, actually, at Oak Mountain, and some guy with in a pickup truck with no shirt on yelled, "You Rich Thomas?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Princess Di is dead."
Oh, my God.
So that's the way I got the news.
You're kidding, from a redneck in a pickup with no shirt on?
That's right.
Jeez.
Who recognized me and wanted to tell me that Princess Di had expired.
Put out your marble red. Princess Di is dead.
And I didn't believe it, but I got in the car and heard CBS News on the hour say, Princess Di is dead.
That's how I found out, too. CBS News, top of the hour, on the radio in the car.
Mitt Romney is 77 today.
Whose house was I leaving, man?
Somebody with blue eyes? Maybe number two? Lisa Minnelli is 78. That seems hard to believe. Billy Buckwheat Thomas.
Is he dead?
He's dead. He died in 1980.
Nothing but bad news today.
Little Rascals legend. But wasn't he also... No. I'm thinking of somebody else. Never mind. Time changes this weekend. 19 days till Easter. SEC football 169 days away. And Christmas now 268 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial. If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Ernest, 334-279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Let the warming trend begin. Mostly sunny today. This morning chill will fade off quickly. High 72, partly cloudy. Not as cold tonight, low 42. Wednesday's high 76. Thursday's high near 80. Good bit of sun both days with some high clouds. Risk of showers and thunderstorms begins late Thursday night. Then widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday. Periods of rain and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. Total rainfall could be excessive and some strong storms are possible. Right now this morning, 34 in Greenville, 37 in Prattville. It's 39 at MGM, 649.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota, and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
It is 650. Guys, two things affect most men as we mature. One is erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And it shouldn't be denied, put off, and the worst thing you can do is nothing, because there are so many great options to address those issues. And it's always, look, going to the doctor, there's a little bit of an effort required to do that. But when you understand what the rewards can be at the end of the visit, you kind of get that extra motivation to go. And Montgomery Men's Help was created to take care of guys who have these kinds of issues. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, decrease in sex drive. Maybe you just kind of feel like you're in a fog. And it's not always the time change that causes that. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, urologists now recommend that guys get a testosterone and a PSA check on prostate health annually starting at age 18. And all of this is information I've gleaned from the folks over at Montgomery Men's Health. Guys who suffer from low T and don't even realize it, but it does affect the quality of life big time. Now, here's the deal. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation. It's only $99. And they don't just hand you a number and say, you know, with a grade on it. They explain what it means and how you can fix it if it's not where it needs to be. They have low-T treatments that are medical, that truly change lives. Men can experience that better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, and, of course, an increased libido. So it's time to start feeling amazing and hit your goals. So call 334-440-3663. 334-440-3663 or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. We have your SRN News replay. Spring break dead in Miami Beach where they have a curfew, but that doesn't stop Girls Gone Wild from visiting and find out how they're going to handle it next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello!
Robert Herr, the special counsel in President Biden's classified documents case, due to testify today on Capitol Hill. The House gearing up for a vote tomorrow on a bill would require China's ByteDance to sell TikTok. Amid concern, the video sharing app is under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party. A Biden-Trump rematch is all but assured. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to capture their party's presidential nominations today with victories in a slate of state primaries. With armed gangs in control of the country, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is resigning. Haiti is also getting more than $100 million in additional U.S. aid. A barge holding close to 200 tons of food is being towed toward Gaza, the relief effort funded chiefly by the United Arab Emirates. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 34 points, NASDAQ futures up 68. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic traffic is light to moderate all over the Montgomery area right now. We're seeing a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown. And our normal spots for this time of the morning are beginning to build a bit. Out of Wetumpka, 231, Troy Highway, Taylor Road. You know the drill this time of the morning. And I-65 northbound, on the ramp to Cobbs Ford Road, we've got two pickup trucks, one with a trailer and an emergency vehicle off on the right side of the roadway there. Please watch out for those folks. Buckle up. Be safe. We're going to keep you updated when accidents happen. Life is all about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This spring break, there's a curfew in Miami. So now, Girls Gone Wild is Girls Gone Home.
I'm just gonna, like, do my skincare routine, look at my phone for an hour, and then pass out.
Order the DVD set of hot, young college girls calling it a night.
I'm so tired. I don't even feel like having a lingerie pillow fight.
There's no wet t-shirt contest, but she is wearing her brother's old baggy t-shirt with her hair all up in a top knot.
I just want to be comfortable, okay?
Girls Gone Home. It's the part of spring break they don't want you to see.
Ugh, I'm not wearing any makeup. You better use a filter.
All right, before we launch into the cheap and trashy, we have a call from Steve. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a quick story about the 93 Superstorm.
Yeah.
I got out on my XL125 and was riding in the pasture and jumped over a terrace. And it went down in a snowdrift, and it just sit there. It was up past the seat.
Yeah.
Go back, get a shovel, and dig my motorcycle out.
Yeah, you know, so officially 4 inches of snow out at the airport, but that's when you level it out. But it, the drifts were in feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
I could believe it over the seat, but have a good day.
All right. That storm came through South Florida late on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday, the 13th. We had Janelle's birthday party planned at an outdoor pavilion at a nice park. I mean, we were expecting like 40, 50 people.
Temperature.
The wind the next day. First of all, it was the lowest high temperature ever in South Florida at 47 degrees. The wind was 25 to 30 miles an hour. And so the wind chills were in the upper teens,
20s. Oh, my gosh.
So we had to cancel that and just called everybody we could get a hold of and said, come to the house. We're going to have to be here. So And I remember a friend of ours who watched another beautiful gift, but it was kind of big. Watched her pull up in the driveway. She's getting out of her car, and the wind literally blew her onto the grass. It was that strong. Just crazy.
Florida had more deaths than any other state, and that's because of that string of tornadoes.
Did you ever see the story about the Appalachian hikers who got caught in that thing?
Yeah.
And were literally buried in the snow?
Yeah. They all, North Carolina, was it?
It was actually...
Eastern Tennessee?
Yeah.